Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
We can take up some names and then I'll be explaining the connecting that with the Veda Vedantic import.
Tirakstanu prabhurbhimah pravaro varato varaha sarvatma sarva vikyatak sarvak sarvakaro bhavaha.
Stiraha. So stiraha, he starts off, Upamanyu Maharshi starts off by saying stiraha. Stira means one who is perennial, one who is everlasting. We cannot even say long lasting for Lord Shiva because he is everlasting. There was not a time when Mahadeva was not present, and he was present during the past, present and future. There was not a time he was not present.
Brahma Vishnu Indra Munayor Janma Mrityu Jaraditaha, Matsya Puranam, 154th chapter, 179th verse.
When Parvati Mata was actually asked by the sages, why don't you, you know, why are you, what makes you to get attracted to Lord Shiva? Why don't you get married to Agni or Indra or Shripati, that is Vishnu, or Brahma is also there. They are more attractive when compared to Lord Shiva. Why don't you get married to them? And then Parashakti replies, Brahma Vishnu Indra Munayor Janma Mrityu Jaraditaha. So the personalities that you talk about, oh, the rishis, Brahma Vishnu Indra, are bound by, and also the munis, and also you rishis, she also includes the rishis, Janma Mrityu Jaraditaha, you are bound by birth, old age, disease and death. All the personalities including Brahma, Narayana and Indra are bound by birth, old age, disease and death. Whereas I want to get married to the eternal, imperishable, one who doesn't have birth, Ajaya Mano Bahuda Vijayate, who is eternal, who is everlasting, who has been present at any time. And that is Lord Shiva alone. And even these personalities get Aishwaryam. Aishwarya comes from the root word Ishwara. These personalities get Aishwaryam from Lord Shiva alone. Brahma, Vishnu and Indra get Aishwaryam from Lord Shiva alone. Another place in the Padma Purana, Patala Kanda, 108th chapter, 70th verse. So there it says the age of Brahma and Vishnu is described. So Brahma's age is described as actually the four inhalings of Vishnu. Okay, so does Vishnu have an age? Yes. So that's what the 70th verse says. Chatur nishvasa matrena Vishnor ayur udahritam. Chatur nishvasa, four inhalings of Maheshwara is the entire Vishnor ayur. Ayu means life, and Vishnor, the ayur udahritam. So the four inhalings of Maheshwara is the entire life of Vishnu. So one Vishnu comes and goes for every four inhalings of Mahadeva or Sambhashiva. So I quoted these things because Stiraha, the very first word itself says Stiraha, who is perennial, who is everlasting. There was none before him and he has been there during the past, present and future. There was none before him. There was nothing Purvam to Mahadeva. Purvajaya cha Parajaya cha, Rudram says. So he is everlasting, eternal. He alone is eternal. Paramashiva, when we say Paramashiva, Parashakti also comes. Parashakti and Paramashiva are eternal. Not Brahma, Vishnu or Indra. Tanuhu. Tanu. The next name actually, who is the axis? Who is the axis of the entire universe? Tanu means immovable. Arunachala. This reminds me of Arunachala. Achala means mountain. Arunachala. Mahadeva appeared as an Agni Stambha in the Kshetram of Arunachala to destroy the ego of Brahma and Vishnu when they were fighting in ignorance on supremacy. He appeared as an Agni Stambha and Brahma went in search of the beginning of Lord Shiva and Vishnu went in search of the end of Mahadeva. They were not able to find. So immovable, he appeared as an immovable Agni Stambha. That's what Stanu means, who is the axis of the world. So the Kartik month is also coming up. In November, Margashirsha, that's when Mahadeva appeared as an Agni Stambha in Tiruvannamalai and then he crushed the ego of Brahma and Vishnu. So they usually show the deepam in the TV, and you know, flocks and flocks of people. Now it is COVID, but usually like around like they will not be able to manage the crowd in Tiruvannamalai during the month of Kartik. And then Prabhu, very interesting word. Third name of Lord Shiva is Prabhu. Prabhu is actually comes in the various Upanishads. Shvetashvatara Upanishad, Mahanarayana Upanishad, Kaivalya Upanishad, Umasahayam, Parameshwaram, Prabhum. Brihadjabala Upanishad, Trinetram, Trigunadaram, Trayanam, Janakam, Prabhum. Smaran Namashivayeti, Lalateta, Tripundrakam. Prabhu means the Supreme Lord, the Lord of the universe. So very specific word used in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad says, Sarvendriya Gunabhasam, Sarvendriya Vivarjitam, Sarvasya Prabhum Ishanam. The ultimate ruler who is also the Lord of the universe is present in the heart of all the living entities. Mahanarayana Upanishad, Angushta Matraha, Purusho Angushtam Cha Samashritaha, Ishaha Sarvasya Jagataha, Prabhuhu Prinatu Vishwabuk. Angushta Matraha, he is present in the, which means that he is present in the size of the thumb. In the heart of all the living entities. Ishaha Sarvasya Jagataha, Prabhu means the Lord. So this word is used very often for Lord Shiva in the Upanishads. And then Prabhu, Bhima. Bhima. Ugraya cha Bhimaya cha namo, Agre vadaya cha dure vadaya cha namo. Eighth anuvakam. Bhima, Ugra. He is fierce. When Mahadeva's partial Amsha, Veerabhadra and Kalabhairava, they are fierce in forms. He is fierce towards the people who disturbs his devotees. Mahadeva is fierce towards people who disturb his devotees. But Mahadeva is also has a Saumya Rupa. For example, he appeared as Sharabha, very fierce form. Even Narasimha could not withstand that. To destroy the Ahankara of Narasimha, he appeared as Sharabha in that fierce form.
Pravaro varado varaha.
Pravaro. Pravara means one who is very, very special. Because, why he is special?
Sarvabhutastam atmanam sarvabhutani cha atmani sampashyan brahma paramam yati nanyena hetuna.
So, he is present. Sarvabhutastam atmanam, Kaivalya Upanishad says. So, he is present in the heart of all the living entities. Sarvabhutani cha atmani. At the same time, all the living entities are present as his part and parcels. So that's what. And then he has a relationship. Every Jivatma has an eternal relationship with that Paramatma, that is Samba Shiva. So that's why he is very, very special.
Varado varaha.
Varado. Who gives boons, who is ready to give any boon that a Jiva wants. Even if the Jivatma wants actually to attain the post of Brahma, Vishnu or Indra, Mahadeva is ready to give that. He comes to Nandi and asks, oh Nandi, what do you want? Do you want, 213th chapter of Varaha Puranam says that, do you want actually the Aishwaryam, or do you want Swarga, or do you want the Ashtasiddhi, and also do you want Brahma, do you want to become Brahma or Vishnu or Indra? Brahmatvam, Lokapalatvam, Shakratvam. 213th chapter of the Varaha Purana. So he says that. And likewise, he says the same things to Upamanyu and also Andaka in many, many places. So he is ready to give any boon that the Jiva wants. But at the end of the day, the only thing is that is eternal is Mahadeva. If you ask for anything else that is perishable, there is no point at the end of the day. There is no point. So one should aspire only to attain the feet of Mahadeva.
Varaha.
Varaha means one who is spread everywhere. One who spreads, one who is all pervading.
Sarvo vai rudrastasmai rudraya namo astu, the Vedanta says.
And then Sarvatma. The next name is Sarvatma. So Sarvatma means one who is Atma. Sarva means everything, and the Atma means the soul of every being. Sarvatma. So the Antaryami, he is described as the Antaratma of the entire universe and also the Antaratma of all the Jivas. You have seen that.
Angushta Matraha Purushantaratma Sadajananam Hridaye Sannivishtaha Hridamanisha Manasa Viklipto Ya Etat Viduramritaste Bhavanti.
He resides in the size of a thumb in the heart of all the living entities, and also he is
in the heart of the devas to deva nagum hrudaye bhyo namo vikshinake bhyo namo vichinvatke bhyo nama anarhate bhyo nama ami vatke bhyaha.
Ninth Anuvakam of Rudram ends by saying Devanagam Hridayam. He is in the heart of all the living and he is in the heart of all the devas too.
Stokeshrutam gartasadam yuvanam rikanna bhimam upahatna mugram rada charitre rudrastavano anyante asminnivapandu sena.
He resides in the recess of the heart of all the living entities. And also he is described as Patim Vishvasyatmeshwaragam. Is present in the Upanishads. So we saw he is very special, right? So that's one of the names, Pravaro. Pravaro means he is very special because he is the Lord of the universe and he has relationship with every Jivatma. So Sarvatma, who is the soul of every being. And also, it also describes, the Upanishads go on to describe, where does he reside actually?
Padmakosha pratikashakam hridayam chapyato mukam ado nishtyavidasyante nabhyam uparitishtati.
Nabhya, ado nishtya, nishtya means larynx, below the larynx, and nabhyam uparitishtati, he is above the navel and below the larynx, he is present in that place, near the heart. Jwalamala kulambati, very beautifully it describes. We'll be seeing I'm going to relate that, you know, how is he present in the heart of all the living entities with another name that is present, that is going to come. Sarvatma. So he is present as the soul of the universe. Vishvatma. He is also present as the soul of the universe and also he is present as the soul of every being and also the devas like Brahma, Narayana and Indra.
Sarva Vikyata.
Who is famous everywhere. So the reason is that, so like he is the giver of Aishwarya. He is the supreme reality, that is one thing. And also he is described as the giver of Aishwarya to everybody including the devas. Rigvedam 5th canto 3rd chapter 3rd verse says, Tavashriye maruto marjayanta rudrayatte janima charuchitram padam yad vishnor upamam nidayi tenapasi guhyam namagonam. As we have discussed many times, every Vedic verse should be understood with a supporting fact from the Smritis. So, for this verse basically says, Vishnu acquired Vaikuntha, the post of being Vishnu, by engaging in Shiva Bhakti. And the Upabrahmanam for this is present in the Parashara Upapuranam, 16th chapter, 14, 15 and 16 verses. Dadati sarva jantunam achira deva sattama raudram lingam mahavishnur bhaktya shuddham shilamayam charuchitram samabhyarchya labdavan paramambadam yachalakshmik samakhyata mahavishnushcha vallabha yasya lingam samabhyarchya sampujyaha sarvachetanehi. Brahma acquired Saraswati, Indra acquired Indrani, Narayana acquired Lakshmi by engaging in Shiva Bhakti. Brahma acquired Brahmaloka, Indra acquired Swarga, Vishnu acquired the post of being Vaikuntapati, being Vishnu, by engaging in unflinching devotion to Mahadeva, by worshipping the Shivalinga, doing Shivalinga Upasana and meditating on the form of Mahadeva. So that's why Sarva Vikyata means he is he is famous everywhere. He is the most famous. He is the giver of Aishwarya to everybody. He also gives Aishwarya to Kubera. Right? And then Sarva Vikyata, Sarvak Sarvakaro Bhavaha, Sarvak, the next name, 10th name,
Sarvo Vai Rudrastasmai Rudraya Namo Asto Purusho Vai Rudrasanmaho Namo Namaha.
Sarvo Vai Rudraha, Mahadeva is present as everything. Purusho Vai Rudraha. With this only, the Purusha Suktam states,
Purusha evedagam sarvam.
So the Veda Purusha is present as everything. So who is that Veda Purusha? Who is that Sarva? Who is actually present as everything? That's what the answer comes. The Upanishad itself gives the answer.
Purusho vai rudraha, sarvo vai rudraha.
So like it is stated as A is equal to C in Purusha Suktam. And then Mahanarayana Upanishads states that who is that personality who is present as everything and who is present, who is actually that Veda Purusha. So A is equal to B, that is Purusho Vai Rudraha. B is equal to C is Sarvo Vai Rudraha. So from this we can understand that Mahadeva is that
சுப்ரீம் புருஷா அண்ட் தாத்பரியம் ஆஃப் புருஷ சூக்தம் அண்ட் ஆல்சோ ஹூ இஸ் பிரசன்ட் ஆஸ் எவ்ரி திங். ஸோ சர்வக் தட்ஸ் வாட் இட் சேஸ். ஸோ ஹீஸ் பிரசன்ட் ஆஸ் எவ்ரி திங் அண்ட் ஆல்சோ ஹீ இஸ் பிரசன்ட் பியாண்ட் த யூனிவர்ஸ். விஸ்வாதிபோ யோ தேவானாம் பிரபவச்சோத்பவச்ச விஸ்வாதிபோ ருத்ரோ மகர்ஷிஹி பிரசன்ட் இன் பரகைலாஷா எட் ஒன்லி பீங் சர்வ்டு பை மில்லியன்ஸ் அண்ட் மில்லியன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஜீவாத்மாஸ் முக்த ஜீவாஸ். சர்வக் சர்வகரோ பவஹ சர்வகரோ த நெக்ஸ்ட் நேம் சர்வகரோ த ஒன் ஹூ டஸ் ஆல் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ். ஸோ சர்வகரோ காரிய மீன்ஸ் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ். ஸோ ஹீ இஸ் டூ த டூயர் ஆஃப் ஃபைவ் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ். வி நோ தட் கிரியேஷன் மெயின்டெனன்ஸ் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் புட்டிங் த ஜீவாஸ் இன் டு இல்யூஷன் அண்ட் தென் கிவிங் கிரேஸ் லிபரேஷன். பஞ்ச கிருத்யநியந்தாரம் பஞ்ச பிரம்மாத்மகம் பிருகத் பஞ்ச பிரம்மோபசம்ஹாரம் கிருத்வா ஸ்வாத்மனி சம்ஸ்திதா பஞ்ச பிரம்மோபனிஷத். ஸோ ஹீ இஸ் த டூயர் ஆஃப் ஃபைவ் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் அண்ட் தென் ஆஃப்டர் டூயிங் த ஃபைவ் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் ஹீ அலோன் எக்ஸிஸ்ட்ஸ். கிருத்வா ஸ்வாத்மனி சம்ஸ்திதா ஹீ அலோன் ஹூ எக்ஸிஸ்ட்ஸ் ஈவன் ஆஃப்டர் என்கேஜிங் இன் டூயிங் ஆல் தோஸ் ஃபைவ் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ். ஆஃப்டர் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஹீ ஓன்லி எக்ஸிஸ்ட். அண்ட் தென் தேர் இஸ் அனதர் ரெஃபரன்ஸ் கதருத்ரோபனிஷத் which is also one of the oldest Upanishads, quoted by even Adi Shankara in his one of the Bhashyams. So Katharudra Upanishad says pancha krityeshwara attributes. This attributes actually the five activities. Pancha kritya ishwara, the lord. Ishwara means the lord of five actions. You are the lord of five actions. Oh Mahadeva, Katharudra Upanishad, Katharudra Upanishad says, states that. So that is about sarva karo. And then bhavaha namo bhavaya cha rudraya cha namaksharvaya cha pashupataye cha namo bhava. Puftanuvakam of Rudram starts off by saying bhava, who is the cause of creation. That four names itself talks about, again since I talked about the five activities, the Puftanuvakam of Rudram, the first four names itself describe about the five activities of Lord Shiva. பவாய ச ருத்ராய ச ருத்ரா மீன்ஸ் ஒன் ஹூ ரிமூவ்ஸ் ஆல் த சாரோஸ் ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் த கிவர் ஆஃப் யூனோ லிபரேஷன். ஷர்வாய ச ஷர்மா மீன்ஸ் த டெஸ்ட்ராயர் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன். பசுபதயே ஸோ பசுபதி ஆல்சோ கேன் பி அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் ஆஸ் புட்டிங் தட் இஸ் திரோபாவம் ஆல்சோ இட் இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி ஹீ இஸ் த ப்ரொடெக்டர் ஆஃப் ஆல் த பசூஸ். ஸோ கிரியேஷன் மெயின்டெனன்ஸ் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் புட்டிங் த ஜீவாஸ் இன் டு இல்யூஷன் அண்ட் கிவிங் கிரேஸ் ஆல் தீஸ் ஃபைவ் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் ஆர் கவர்ட் இன் தீஸ் ஃபோர் நேம்ஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஃபோர் நேம்ஸ் ஆஃப் த Fifth Anuvakam of Rudram. So it starts off with Bhava. So Bhava means who is the source of everything and cause of creation. Who is the Moola? Moola means the cause, ultimate cause. He doesn't have a cause. Karanam, karananam, jyata, karanam tu jyayaha. The cause of all causes should be meditated upon. That is Mahadeva alone. Atharva Shika Upanishad states that. And then Bhava reminds me of another thing. சத்யோஜாதம் ப்ரபத்யாமி சத்யோஜாதாய வை நமோ நமஹ பவே பவே நாதி பவே பவஸ்வமாம் பவோத்பவாய நமஹ. சத்யோஜாத மந்திரா சேஸ் தட் சத்யோஜாதா இஸ் த முக ஒன் ஆஃப் தி ஃபேஸஸ் ஆஃப் லார்ட் சிவா. சத்யோஜாத வாமதேவ அகோர தத்புருஷ ஈசான. ஸோ த உபனிஷத் க்ளோரிஃபைஸ் சத்யோஜாதா அண்ட் இட் சேஸ் பவே பவே நாதி பவே. நோ பவா மீன்ஸ் ஆக்சுவலி த கிரியேஷன் ரைட் த cause of creation. Mahadeva is the cause of creation. So don't create me again, don't put me into this repeated cycles of birth and death again, oh Mahadeva. Nati bhave, nati, nati means don't put me into this samsara. Bhavasyamam bhavod bhavaya namaha. Oh bhava, don't put me into repeated cycles of birth and death. So it's like we can understand, yeah, in oh bhava, don't put me into into Bhava. So like Bhava means another name of Lord Shiva. Another meaning is that Bhava means actually the Bhavasagaram. So don't put me into that. So give me Mukti. Trimbakam Yajamahe. So that's another thing. So Bhava. So that's about the first verse.